We had learned the sugya of Losikavu Legalos Erev at the very beginning of the opening of the first week of Shia, the first few days. And we were discussing the question of whether it applies to a Nida. Why, based on the Torah's Kohen and the Sifra, a separate pasuk is required with respect to Nida. It's not derived automatically from Shara Rayas, because maybe Nida is not really an Erev. Remember the lumdus that's given in terms of the Maisa Bia, it's like Arias. So Hara, it can be derived one from the other, Sugin Yavamas. As far as the Cheftz, if you will, you cannot derive, and therefore perhaps you would have thought there's no Isra of Losikavu, we call the Ramah Isra Daraisa, of Kiruv Basa without Bia. So, in that context, we were discussing the question of the other non relatives that are found in Achrim Ros and Kedoshim. You may remember we mentioned that the first 15 or so are all ancestral relationships, but they're followed by four additional prohibitions. Nida, Eshes Ish, Zohar and Behema. So those are not, obviously not, those are not incestuous. So I asked the question, so why is there an issue of Eshes Ish? Why is there an issue of Kirav Basa was someone else's wife? So the Malbim, in his commentary on the Torah's Kohanim, on the Sifra, says he derived it from Nida. So now he asks the question, what about the Zohar? So someone said, they saw it and quoted that the Rambam prohibits it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and I think Mitzvahs Losa says Shin Nun Gimel. I looked it up, I couldn't quite find it in the Rambam, maybe it's implicit, perhaps, but I did find it Beferish in Minchas Chinuch. This is, I should have told you this for a long time ago, I forgot. Sim mitzvah kuf peches, it's sivkot and beis in this edition. He says, b'chol chai v'krisis chayov and malchus ala kreva, according to the Rambam. But it means it's not just tam kreva, you shake your hand, it's what we call shaking your hand. No, it means kreva b'derech chibas bia. Where exactly you draw the line between stam and that, there can be disputes about what fits into what category. But obviously a very serious kind of a craver of chiba. V'adin b'bo'al ha-zochar or behema chayov and malchus ala craver kein nirali poshut. So chalila v'chas, an individual who has these tendencies, rachman al-Islam, so it could be an isa deraisa, according to the Rambam, even the, physical contact of one man with another, if it's erotic in nature. There's a footnote on the bottom in the new Minchas Chinuch of Mechon Yerushalayim. It's as follows: a new sefer, I never heard of it before. B'Minchas Yochid. You hear it? Minchas Yochid. I guess he's Minchas Chinuch on Minchas Yochid. Okay, I never heard of Minchas Yochid. Heir, the lo garua me'imo ubito. She'ein b'hem isu kreva. So too by a zohar. What does that mean? Befurish in the Gemara. And befurish maisen b'chol yom. You don't have daughters yet, but you all have mothers, Baruch Hashem. So if a person is blessed to have a mother who's living, not everyone has such a tremendous bracha. But for those who have the bracha, and your mother, you give a hug, a kiss, this is not just mutter, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So the question becomes, if that's okay, so the minchas yochid tainis should be the same as a zohar. Chas v'chalila, chalila v'chas. What kind of crazy comparison is this? The person gives a hug and a kiss to his mother, not because of any erotic, this is an Oedipus complex. It's showing a perfectly appropriate and well-meaning affection for a mother or for a daughter. That's beautiful. As opposed to chalila v'chas, the guy has some kind of a taiva for a zohar. No, lo karav zeh. It's a good pun. Lo karav zeh al zeh. No comparison at all between one and the other. Who's this minchas yochid? I don't know who he is. Check him out.
Maybe he's not a normal person.
But then it's obvious, right? I can't shake your hand. We can't, these guys now, the new happen in yeshiva. Everybody hugs everybody. Everybody kisses everybody. As long as they stick to boys and boys, I think it's okay. That's no problem. But if Chalila V'chas to be a guy who has these homosexual tendencies, he shouldn't get around that kind of stuff. We have everyone's Becheskes Kashrus. He doesn't have that problem. But if someone knows that he has it, and whatever, he should, therapies, whatever, going to, but he shouldn't be involved in that kind of stuff. He'll have to duck out of it somehow or other. Yes, sir.
If you're dealing with someone who's irreligious and homosexual, what about, and you're not, so what is...
Can you shake his hand?
Shake his hand, can you do anything?
So it's the same as shaking a girl's hand. Same exact thing.
You're not supposed to shake. If, let's say, he wants to hug you hello or shoot or something.
If you know that he has homosexual tendencies and he wants to give you a hug, you should try to very, very hard to avoid it. But even though you have no feelings, but he has. So maybe. You don't know what. Thank God, if we're all healthy, none of us can put ourselves into that mindset. But why? Just try to avoid it if you can. Yes, sir.
If the whole thing is sort of laharfik minarayos,
mm-hmm.
then isn't there only a need for a hug if it's kind of a two-way feeling or a two-way?
In principle, yes. In principle, yes. But despite that fact, I think it's something which should be. Look, he has. I mean, I want to forgive me for saying this. It's not going to be completely correct at all. He says that Birchas Chinuch chayim malchus on bala behema. Behema is a two-way street. I don't know. But the kid says the Torah says to be mark, we should be mark. This is a hashmata really from the very first week of Shir. It's already quite a bit late coming, but I thank you. You all reminded me. I'd forgotten that we never discussed it in the Shir. My mistake. Now we go back to yesterday's Shir, Abosa, yesterday, Mesiyata Dishmaya, after the earlier Shir about the September 11th catastrophe. We spoke about some of the halachas of Aguna, which are actually found in Masechet Yevamos, as I told you. Found primarily at the very end of Masechet Yevamos. I'm not sure we're going to get there at the rate we're going. We're still not going to get there, even with skipping. But I want to discuss with you today a continuation of the second Shir yesterday, the main Shir here, about, based on the Otzer Aposkim, again, if you want to look it up later, it's in Simen Lamed Tes, Sifkot Lamed Beis. And I told you the 29 Sifkotans. We started at Tes. We went through about approximately 10. Now I'm going to pick up, Rabosai, with a brief analysis of something which is going to is on the Maamar Kolmos later. And I'll leave it to you to see how deeply we should go into it right now. This Sefer, as I told you, was written many years ago, but it was after the first volume of Igros Moshe and Evan Ezer had already been printed. So over here, in Simon, again, Lamed Tes, in the Otzer Poskim Sifkoton, Lamed Beis, in Oz Chof, Igros Moshe, who was a fairly new Sefer at the time, Simon Pei, he didn't even tell you which Chelik. I think at the time they came out, there was only one Chelik. What's the case? We spoke about it a little bit, and I'm dealing with this, not such a dissimilar case right now. A man ran away after a few weeks of marriage. Where'd they find him? In his father's house. He's, I'm not sure how to describe this syndrome. He's a chole b'shtus sheyore me'anoshim. He's afraid of people. Does that have a name, that syndrome? What? Claustrophobia? What?
Agoraphobia?
Agoraphobia, he's afraid of people.
They have avoided personality disorders.
But obviously to an extreme. Okay. V'yev shalahasig get. And we know before the marriage was also Meshuggah. She's an Aguna 14 years. I read you part of the tshuva, if you remember, from the Sefer. I told you that we had, I told you about Moshe's series of tshuvas. I put a lot of them on today's Maamar Kolmos, including this one. The first one was written Tavshin Yud Aleph. That was a man who couldn't have a Maisa Biyah. This is the second one. That's how Simon Ayin Test. This is the second one. Simon Pei, the man who had this unfortunately was not well. 14 years in Aguna. And Rav Moshe quotes the Gemara. I think I showed you. We should chazer again. Open your Gemara and your Vamas to Kuf Yud Beis. We're just reviewing again now a little bit from Moshe's Mahalach HaMachshav. I think it's important to review. You know what? Maybe we should actually go on screen. Once we're ready, someone can get me Igros Moshe. Who knows how to? He may have been here before, but just refresh our memories. Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Am I in the way? Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. I just want to share the lashon of the Gemara of Moshe quotes. We've seen it a few times. It's on the first wide line. Why is it that they made a takana? You look at the Mishnah, it starts Cheresh and Asa Pikachas, or Pikachas and Asa Chereshes. The Dinder Rabbanon, although the Cheresh is not a Bardas, when the Rabbanon level, they institute some kind of a marriage. But it comes to a Shota, not. Why? Shota lo kaima takanta de Rabbanon. It's impossible to make a takana. You know why? The Ein Odom Dor Im Nochosh Bekfifa Achas. Literally, a man cannot live with a snake in one. What's a kfifa? What's it literally?
Basket.
Okay. Evan Ezer, Chelik Aleph, Simon Pei. It's impossible. Thank you so much. Sure. Here's the case. Written to Rabbi Drazen. See the date? Baltimore. How come there's no date on this? At the end? Oh, here it is. Chav Zaya Nisan Tavshin Tezvav, 1955. Let's read Rabbi Moshe's own words. Yisha Shanisays Le'echa She'achish Avu'ezer Shavuos Nela Mimena. Did we see it? Did I show you that on the screen? I'm not even sure. We did? I think so too. Time to chazer. She wants to help her out. I think we saw this. They went to three rabbis, went to the army, the ferry point. They got a return to look at all the papers. Sure, we saw this. That says that he's Meshuggah Mamish. And in 38, remember we saw that? 38 Lemesparah. Already then, unfortunately, he was Meshuggah Gom. When it went naked and he lost things. The whole letter signed by four expert doctors in 44. They also say that he was sick from 38. And even the doctors, that he wasn't so bad. Look at 41, there were 5 months he was served in the army, and after he got out, because he still. Honorable discharge, we assume. He got married. After Shloshim, we think Yom, 30 days, he married this woman. So obviously it wasn't Lohaya Nika Simon Ishtus, otherwise the army wouldn't have taken him and she wouldn't have married him. And he ran away. He, believe it or not, he ran from his wife, then he went to the army again. 2 years. So they saw his Meshuggah and they put him in Ferry Point. Okay? So the doctors say he was already there from the very beginning, 38. And she didn't know. Right? The parents hid it. And the rabbi saw in the papers in the hospital. The mother says he was sick from the first minute, etc., etc., etc. And even the Kala didn't know about it. She wrote that in her letter. So maybe we can say, Meshuggah, she never would have married him, and etc., etc. So Rav Moshe showed us a Mum Godosh and a Royal Yishus Klal, Al Gemara. So, if you can give a get, you force him. Whenever you force him to be motzi. He's not going to support her, so you force him to give a get, even though you can take away his money. But that's kofim b'shotim. You hit him with a whip. Tell you stuff, I am. Okay, let's go up. Whoa. Top line. Even though Shmuel argues there for a totally different reason, because he's going to give an eitz or whatever it may be. Convince him to give the food. But other than that, everyone agrees to this? You can't? Not going. This is a side point, which is not for now. We're going to skip all of this. Oh, here's the most important paragraph. This is such an important paragraph. The Ayin Betul. Top paragraph. Everyone see it? The top of the page? Ayin Betul. I think we may have discussed this before, but I'm repeating it again. Isha Mishtata Mideyom V'yom. V'yom Meres Ishto Avi Onihu. U'machmas Dolcho Hesiani Lo. Right? The Russian, my father is poor, and he married me because he had no money to this guy. Who swore you to the Kabbal, I thought I could take his Mishagasin. The Evsh of the Kabbalah, you Maturuf. Who wants to translate Maturuf?
Crazy.
Crazy. Okay. Okay. V'yirei'ani pen yahargeini b'kaso. He'll kill me in a fit of anger. Ein kofin oso l'garish. Now do we not say that they're not married. We're not even going to force them to divorce her. No. How can it be? Avol poshut. Shem ayri rak ish pikeach. Means he's totally sane. Shukasan mitzad midosu aro. He has a bad meter to get angry. And some people, Barabosai, they exploit their anger. They may even make up their anger to rule the roost. I can tell you about people, they rule the roost. They're despots in their own homes. Everyone's so petrified to cross them. No one's life in the house is a life. They're all scared like they're walking on eggshells their whole lives. But he's perfectly sane. He's doing it amazing. And a guy who's sane, you know, you can tame a lion, you can tame a tiger, you can maybe tame this guy and get him to behave like a mensch. Yeah, where am I up to? V'loshen ha-mishtate v'idayom v'yom shekosu in the Shulchan Aruch who rak mikaso osa masa shote v'turuf. Out of his anger, he does things that normally a person who's insane might do, but he's perfectly sane. V'lochein ein lomar olav she'ein dar v'noshu v'kfifa d'kevan shehu pikeach ev shalo liro shalo yovu l'klal kas. He can't convince him. He's talking to the wall. Vada yodu shekofin im ach yochol litin get gon sheitim cholim. In other words, if he'd be sane at a particular time, you could force him to give a get. Now we'll skip another paragraph, save time. I'm trying to skip. Oh, this is the end. V'kevan shumum kazeh shelo roar li'ishas klal shereyem shelo adinu shelchena yukofin lahotzi. If it developed after the marriage, Mistabes, Rabbi David al-Kalina said, "Lo yada shehi chola shahaya chola b'machlas shtus v'yaf yada choshma shenisrape legarmin v'achan isuin noda shahaya chola lo nisrape legarmin shemachmas osa machla chos v'nishtata b'yosef v'nasa meshuga gomer achan isuin yesh lidan bezed in mekach tos ulevata la kiddushin." Ay, Tavla Mesav. Look at Beis Halevi, Simon Gimel. Yitzchok Chana's two things about it. Tavla Mesav. Gam Helu Diyesh Efshel Lochosh Lesa Bedrabonon. Avol Ani. The last two lines. Beyartik Kvar B'tshuva Achas. That's the Tshuva Simon Ayin Tes about the man who has no Gevuras Anoshim, which we alluded yesterday. V'mum Den Yochol Livol. He tells you. Shein Atzricha Gepel Oyod Af Bedrabonon. But from the chonim of brudim, the chenyesh lahoras b'mum zed the shoulder sheyem shel has to get latir minim kedusha tos hini mokir didam mokir Moshe Feinstein. This is Moshe's breakthrough tshuva. The first is ein lo gevuras anoshim. They have the exact additional advantage. You can't say that Aram also bilas or bilas nus. There was no bila. He don't have that. Obviously there was a bila. Nonetheless, Moshe still paskins. It's a kedusha tos, and they're not married. This is cited appropriately here in Otzer Aposkim, Rabosai, Chelik, again, Simon Lamed Tes, Sif Hei, Sifkot Lamed Beis, Os Chof. At that time, Rav Moshe's Tshuva was a fairly new Tshuva, and it's quoted over here. It's quoted, Rabosai, it's quoted. Okay. This is very, very, very important. Did I read you my Tshuva that I wrote in Rosh Chodesh Elul? I brought it to Shia? Yeah. Did I tell you about that? To Rabbi Tolidano, I think I was mamash bechava to this paragraph in Rav Moshe. He wrote me a letter, even though the fellow I'm dealing with was psychotic, a borderline personality disorder. Not everybody who can't live with a